most busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride.
Distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal's staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. Welcome back here to the Audio Stash today on Monday, December 17th. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us here at Normal. Help us end marijuana prohibition in America. Help us re-legalize marijuana in America. Just visit norml.org to make your donation or join Normal today. First off, want to give a huge, big thank you to all of you who stepped up to the plate during our re-legalized fundraiser last week and took the step and got active in ending prohibition out there. You are all part of the solution. A huge thank you to everyone who made a donation during our re-legalized fundraiser last week. It was a resounding success. We raised thousands of dollars for the Normal Foundation and showed everyone out there that our online friends in MySpace and Facebook and all of you are listeners here to Normal's Daily Audio Stash podcast. All of you are serious about reform, not just reading the websites, not just listening to the podcast, but making that active step and helping us end prohibition in America. It's just so vitally important because it will take all of us together to end prohibition in America. And we are really close, folks. Legalization will happen in the United States. Marijuana will be offered in a legal, taxed, and regulated market for recreational and medicinal use in this country. We will have industrial hemp farmed in this country. And it'll be because of all of us working together to end prohibition. Y'all took a big step last week. I am just so thankful for all of you out there who made those donations. Here are some notes that came in. A lot of them came in about the podcast. I want to thank y'all. Here's one that came in from California. Thanks for spreading valuable information. The Normal podcast is proof to me that God isn't quite dead yet. Well, I'm glad we've reinstalled your faith there out there in California. And from my old home state of New Mexico, keep up the good work. Power to the ganj. Thank you all for my fellow Land of Enchantment friends out there. Also from California, you're doing an amazing job. I appreciate the professionalism of Normal. I pledged many years ago to see it re-legalized in my lifetime, and you are making that a reality. Yes, we are all making it a reality. We will all work together to end marijuana prohibition in this country, and all of you who donated really helped that along quite a bit. Also, this from California as well. As a daily listener to the Audio Stash, I wanted to contribute to your re-legalized campaign. Originally, I was going to contribute $42 because $420 was too little and $420 was out of my price range, but I decided to up it to over $50, still a bargain at just about $1 per week of Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Keep up the great work. We certainly will out there. From Minnesota, keep educating people. And from Tennessee, thanks for your hard work. And please keep the daily podcast coming. We are every single day, 5 days a week. We will have Normal's Daily Audio Stash for you. Got a lot of great stuff planned for 2008. And for this week, well, tomorrow, we're going to check in with Matt Simon at sendtherightmessage.com. Find out about some of the presidential candidates Matt has been interacting with. And tomorrow, we're going to have some interesting audio from John Edwards. He volunteered a YouTube video. It's up there in 10 questions from John Edwards. And addressed medical marijuana and the federal government's interference with California's medical program. We'll play some audio from John Edwards' YouTube clip tomorrow. Check in with Matt Simon at sendtherightmessage.com. Here on the program today, well, the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards took place Saturday, and Radical Russ Bilville sent us over a huge stash of audio from the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards. We're going to play some of that today. Keith Strupp, Normal's founder, was out in Portland for the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards. We'll hear Russ Bilville sit down with Keith and hear from some of the winners of the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards as well. That's all here today in Normal's Daily Audio Stash. We've got some news to start things off, and we'll have some music today as well. Thanks again to all of you who made that step, got active during our Relegalize online fundraiser last week. Just can't thank you all enough for making sure that we are going to make marijuana legal in America. We're going to make it legal because of your help. Thanks again. Let's open up the stash today with our daily news. Our news today from Perugia, Italy. Migraine may be related to underproduction of cannabinoids, study says. Patients with a history of migraine headaches may be suffering from a clinical deficiency of the endocannabinoid system, according to clinical trial data published in the European Journal of Clinical Pharmacology. Investigators at Italy's University of Perugia, Department of Public Health, reported that patients with chronic migraines possessed significantly lower levels of the endogenous cannabinoids endanamide and 2-arachidonylglycerol, or 2-AG, in their platelets compared to age-matched controls. Quote, "These data support the potential involvement of a dysfunctioning of the endocannabinoid and serotonergic systems in the pathology of chronic migraine and medication overuse headaches," close quote, researchers concluded. A previous paper published in the journal Neuroendocrinology Letters similarly suggested that migraine, fibromyalgia, and other treatment-resistant conditions may be associated with dysfunctions in the endocannabinoid system. This system is believed to play a primary role in regulating humans' mood, appetite, skeletal development, motor coordination, digestion, and reproduction. Full text of the study, Endocannabinoids in Platelets of Chronic Migraine Patients and Medication Overuse Headache Patients, Relation with Serotonin Levels, appears in the November issue of the European Journal of Clinical Pharmacology. Links to the study are available at normal.org. Next up today, we're going to check in with the happenings there at the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards. They took place in Portland, Oregon, this past Saturday on December 15th. Radical Russ Bilville, one of the directors at Oregon Normal, was there. Russ has his own radio show at KPOJ in Portland and on XM Satellite Radio. You can link up to Russ's show right up on our website or at radicalruss.net. Russ was kind enough to record a lot of great audio. A huge audio stash coming in from the Pacific Northwest today for our audio stash listeners here. We're going to hear a number of interviews and interactions out there. We're going to start out with Russ's introduction here with Oregon's monthly audio hit. Russ will be sending in a monthly report from Oregon Normal. We'll play it right here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. We're also going to hear Normal's founder Keith Strupp on the stage. That's how we're going to start things off. We'll hear Russ conduct an interview with Keith. We'll also hear Madeline Martinez and Russ speak at the conference. There were a number of panels. We're going to get to some of that panel audio later in the week. We'll hear from one of the winners of the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards in audio today as well. Well, here Russ Belville walking around the medication area and some information from Dr. Paul Stanford out in Portland as well. So great audio from the Portland, Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards here on the Audio Stash for you today. Make sure to check out Oregon Normal's website at ornorml.org. Of course, we have links to it right up on our website today at normalaudiostash.com. Let's go to Oregon Normal.
I'm Radical Russ Belville, Media Director of the Oregon Chapter of Normal, and this is the Oregon Normal Monthly Audio Hit, with news, events, and interviews from the cannabis community of the Great Pacific Northwest. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. Check us out on the web at ornormal.org.
Thank you. 1-800-414-3121. Give them a call. They're in this stuff or call them every month. You know, if they hear that we want to end the adult marijuana prohibition, they'll do it because we're government. Yeah. Let's tell them what we want.
We're with Keith Stopp, the founder of Normal from way back in 1970, right?
Yeah, 1970. We were younger men then. You were probably like in grade school.
I was two.
I'm embarrassed to admit that. But it is interesting that the issue is significant. It wouldn't exist this long otherwise. Now, I'm sorry in a way that, you know, they used to ask us in the early 1970s how long we thought it would take before we would win. And I foolishly used to say 1977 or something like that. You know, it was like a silly-ass thing. I was being cute. But, obviously, here we are 37 years later, and we've won some of it, but we haven't won everything we need to win, obviously. But think about what that means, that all these years later, really serious, bright people are still dedicating their life to saying, it's time we turn this thing around.
Yeah.
And we will. I have no doubt. I almost feel a little guilt. It's like my generation, I think, let us down. We were the ones that first smoked in big ways, but when we somehow, I don't know, we got older, we got conservative, I'm not sure what happened.
I remember growing up and just becoming aware in the late 70s and watching Saturday Night Live.
Chase,
know, and the jokes about
how could we lose? How could we lose?
I thought for sure by the time I turned 18, it would be fine.
So did
you'll
I.
Let me down.
So did I. You know, I guess part of what I'm proud about is that there is a subculture in this country that despite the culture, even with Reagan, there were periods where it was pretty conservative. Not now. Right now it's actually kind of accepting of us and stuff. But there were periods when it was kind of tough to stand up for this. And there were still a lot of people standing up. But having said that, of course I'm disappointed. I mean, I thought we should have won it a long time ago. We will. I am absolutely convinced that when people of my generation step aside or retire or die, they're going to be replaced by younger people who, whether they smoke or not, doesn't really matter. They're familiar with marijuana smoking. It doesn't frighten them.
Yeah, not a
reefer madness. Yeah. And so they react racially to it, which means, of course, you don't lock people up for that stuff. So we're going to win it. And it's funny, in the end, we probably are going to win it because we outlive the bastards.
I make a joke, you know, it's like the last two presidents and last two presidential candidates, the mayor of New York, all smoked marijuana. I don't want to smoke that. I might turn out, what, successful? what's the harm again? I'm lost.
No, you're absolutely right. What I actually spend most of my time in these older years doing is when I have a chance, I actually stand up and say there's absolutely nothing wrong with smoking marijuana. So let's get over it. I mean, in fact, for most of it, it's been a positive experience. My life has been enhanced by my marijuana smoking, and so is probably a lot of these people. So maybe we need to learn to get the courage to say that and to say, back off. I mean, quit acting like if you smoke a joint, there's something wrong with you. Frankly, you're probably half a step ahead of everybody else.
But well, it'd be the sensible thing to do if you're trying to take care of your health.
Without question.
Yeah. Now, this is your first time at the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards. So what's your impressions of coming to Oregon and the culture we have going on here?
I actually think it is the finest of the 50 states. And I honestly, I mean, there are a handful of states that are very good on marijuana generally. They're progressive, they're sensitive to smokers, they're good about medical use. But I don't think any of them have gone legal to the extent that you have in Oregon. You people have gone to the trouble to pass laws and get amendments passed and play with regulations. So it's not perfect. I mean, let me tell you, I heard some of the stuff today. I agree with it. I mean, I really do believe that. It's better than California. It's better than Washington. It's better. I really think it is the best place to be if you're a medical marijuana user is right here in your state. So you guys should feel pretty proud. I think you've done a great job. I want to say something further, if you're willing. I think that what you guys have done, and maybe you didn't intend it, and maybe other states didn't, but it's happening with medical marijuana, you have actually established a version of legalization. It's not perfect, and it's not the way we would define it. I would rather not ask a doctor for permission. You know,
it's starting to rain.
Oh, are we going in? Okay. But I just want to say that you have done in Oregon, you have essentially legalized marijuana, and it's working pretty well. That's right. So even though it ain't perfect, boy, it's something to be proud of.
Thank you, Keith. We're all being hustled back inside, as is usual here in Oregon. It's beginning to rain. So for the Normal Daily Audio Stash and Oregon Normal, I'm Radical Russ Belville, Associate Director of Oregon Normal, and thank you for listening.
Listening to audio gathered at the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards in Portland, Oregon. That took place on Saturday, December 15th. Let's get into our next piece of audio here today, sent in by Radical Russ Belville. Links to Russ right up at normalaudiostash.com. We have links to Oregon Normal there as well. Next, we're going to hear Dr. Paul Stanford, who is a pioneer in medical cannabis in the Northwest.
Every year, Oregon Normal presents the Freedom Fighter of the Year Award to the activist or elected official who exhibited tremendous courage in fighting for the rights of medical marijuana patients. The cannabis community filled the banquet hall, and the executive director of Oregon Normal, Madeline Martinez, made the announcement of the winner.
D. Paul Stanford is Oregon Normal.
Paul Stanford's THCF medical clinics made national headlines as the DEA subpoenaed medical marijuana patient records and Stanford refused to turn them over.
There's no doubt that I was ever going to turn those records over to them. We would have bought them as long as we could. Fortunately, they didn't come through and do the SWAT team there. So, I want to thank you all and thank Madeline. Appreciate it.
You're listening to audio from the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards, took place last Saturday, December 15th, in Portland, Oregon. This audio was sent in by Radical Russ Belville, one of the directors at Oregon Normal. Links to Oregon Normal right up on our website at normalaudiostash.com. We're going to hear the award ceremony at the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards, as well as a conversation with one of the winners. That's coming up next.
One of the other most interesting aspects of the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards is the way that the Oregon law is written. Patients are perfectly legal to medicate as long as they are out of public view. So at the event center where the events are being held, there is an outdoor atrium surrounded by walls so that the outside public can't see. So out under the open skies of Portland, Oregon, many patients are gathered around, all card-carrying patients, all perfectly legal in the state of Oregon, gathered around communing and helping each other with the medicine.
The growers submit 1 ounce each of up to 4 different strains of cannabis. Growers must document the pedigree of the plant, what growth mediums, and whether indoor or outdoor light was used, among other criteria. The goal is to identify the strains of cannabis that seem to have the best effects for various ailments or impairments. One strain may work well for nausea, but may not relieve chronic pain. Or a strain might be too potent and cause discomfort. Patients have only anecdotal advice at best to make a decision on a garden. Nobody wants to waste the time and money to grow a cannabis strain that is ineffective for one's needs. The Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards are not a scientific evaluation, but since the government won't allow scientific evaluations of cannabis, we've decided to at least take a poll and provide a way for patients and growers to share information about particular plants. Patients rate the medicine on a scale of 1 to 10 on factors of appearance, aroma, smoothness, and taste, which are the non-medical criteria. Medicinal effect, how well the strain treats your condition, is also rated, and the score is double-weighted. Potency, how strong is the medical effect, is also rated, and the minutes to onset and minutes of duration are also calculated, but not used in the scoring determinations. Growers are awarded ribbons if their strain gets the top score in the 5 rated categories. Strains that score in the top 3 overall are not considered for these ribbons. Ribbons are also awarded for the top 5 overall scores, and trophies are also included for the top 3. Now we join Madeline Martinez, the Executive Director of Oregon Normal, and Alicia Williamson, Coordinator of the Awards Committee, to announce the winners.
Okay, we're going to get ready to announce the winners. Here we go. Third place, Strawberry Cough, G. Paul Stanford.
Thank you. I gotta say that I mainly pay the bills and kind of direct. Joe, back here, stand up, Joe. Joe did a lot of work. Still Andrew. Andrew kind of left in charge. There's a couple other people that aren't here tonight that made the cuttings and did other work. But we also had some guards. We had a couple break-in attempts. 2 plants were actually taken. Then the police came by, and I went ahead and let them go into the garden from, even though I recommend normally not to, but we had a small fraction of the number of plants we could have had. And so they counted the plants and went away. I'm very happy to accept this on behalf of our whole team. Thank you.
Second place goes to Peter Stark for...
Yeah!
I don't know what it is. It's good.
I'm just because of that, too. Hey, Pete!
Thank you very much.
You get the name for a little while and show it off, and then we'll want to pass so we can have your name engraved on.
It's my favorite color.
Oh, good. And there we go. Are they ready?
You guys, the top 7 positions all scored between 77% and 78%, so they're awfully close. Just keep that in mind.
Winner for first place is for Long Green Oregon.
with David V. from Long Creek, Oregon. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Eastern side of the state, who is the Triple Crown winner, the three-time world champion. Well, at least Oregon champion. The three-time Oregon champion of the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards. And this year you won for which strain was it?
The Medicine Woman.
And is that the same one you won last year?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so 2 years in a row with Medicine Woman, and before that, Dynamite. Let me just switch from the Dynamite to the Medicine Woman.
The Medicine Woman is something I developed for my wife for her fibromyalgia, and everybody just said it was good medicine, so I thought I'd enter it.
Yeah, all the reports I've heard have been primo medicine. And you grow a lot of this, and then you donate a lot to the meetings. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So you're coming all the way from now? How far is Long Creek from Portland then?
Oh, it must be 280 miles.
Wow. And how often are you doing this? I mean.
Well, we have meetings over there. We've started a chapter on our side of the state.
That's right.
And we're starting to have meetings over there where I donate colognes and medicine, too. And I try to get down to the Portland ones at least once every couple months, 2-3 months.
Yeah. That's Oregon Normal East Side?
East Side. Correct? Our information is on the Oregon Normal website.
Okay, check out the Oregon Normal website or normal.org/contact. You can get that information. If you're on the east side of the state, Long Creek, Burns, how far do you reach out there? Pendleton?
We actually have members that come all the way from the Oregon border, or the Idaho border, over at Vail in Ontario.
Yeah.
And then actually clear to the north of us to the Washington border, around Hermiston and Umatilla. So we've got them coming 150 miles away to our meeting.
A lot of people may not know the geography of Oregon, but you know, you get off the east side of the state, it's wide open space.
Yeah, it's almost 100 miles anywhere.
Yeah, you fill up with gas before you go.
Exactly.
Well, this is David V. from Long Creek, Oregon, with the three-time winner of the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards. Thanks for all the donations that you give to the patients in need and for making Oregon genetics the best in the world. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I'm happy to do so.
Thank you.
That was audio from the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards. Big thanks to Radical Russ Belleville out there at Oregon Normal. We have links to Russ's website right up at normalaudiostash.com as well. Russ gathered all of that audio for us, and that's what we're here about on Normal's Daily Audio Stash, bringing our listeners to all the important events regarding cannabis all around the country, and the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards, certainly one of those. Let's get to some music here on the Stash next after this short announcement. Have you ever wondered what Amsterdam is all about? Don't just read about the culture that has accepted cannabis. Experience it firsthand with CS Travel's Sensible Amsterdam Tour with Normal. Travel to one of Europe's most beautiful cities this January for an educational and recreational visit to a city that regulates cannabis like alcohol. CS Travel has arranged an exclusive visit for reform-minded Americans that includes a private tour of some of Amsterdam's most renowned coffee shops, educational seminars with coffee shop proprietors, local law enforcement, members of the Cannabis Retailers Association, and Normal staff. Entertainment includes a special evening at the Boom Chicago Comedy Club, canal tours, visits to the city's many museums, including the world-famous Van Gogh Museum. Don't just wonder about Amsterdam, experience the beauty and freedom of this unique city firsthand with CS Travel and Normal Sensible Amsterdam Tour. Pricing information is available online at coffeeshoptravel.com. That's coffeeshoptravel.com. Or call toll-free at 800-816-1846. That's 800-816-1846. Be a sensible American. Visit Amsterdam with CS Travel and Normal this January. Call 1-800-816-1846 right now to book your trip. More information is available at normal.org.
What's up, guys? This is Miss High Times 2007, and you're chilling with us here at the Normal Podcast.
Got some music for you today here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash, getting into holiday season, and some holiday music, some just, well, just some good music from podshow.com on the music website and the Independent Online Distribution Alliance.
Where I stay is getting hot now. Unemployment is high and buildings is getting chopped down. Gold teeth populating the blocks.
slimming slang day and night. On the lookout for cops, make the shots ring out like the Liberty Bell. No escape from the heat, it's getting hotter than hell. Like the ovens on broil, with blood stains on the soil, pants donning the colors of Crown Royal. And little sister got a baby on hip, and her mama never home, so the cycle is sick. Young ballers on the court wanna play in the league, but got knocked in the spot for a quarter of weed. It's getting hot in here, baby, leave on your clothes. Much more to live in life than emulating them hoes. I try to speak truth in the form of my flow, but the temperature is rising, it's harder to grow, to show.
Gotta keep my head up,
yeah,
even though I'm fed up.
Survival every day,
it's getting hard to eat,
right,
and all the trauma in the street,
it's getting hot in every way.
Gotta keep my head up,
yeah,
even though I'm fed up.
Survival every day,
it's getting hard to eat,
right,
and all the trauma in the street,
it's getting hot in every way.
Open, rest in peace, headquarters, tunnel vision. Most of us is rushing like a special order of stolen Naya. Block is hot, get it on fire. With more narc sales than ever Barksdale from that shoulder wire. We keep growing like hair when you die. Black butterfly on the rose that's preparing to fly. I'll paint a picture in the color of the orchid. It's vivid. Whatever kid I'm talking, I spit it, I walk it, I live it. God bless my every step. I need to go through a reverend. Your boy Houston got my eye out just to get into heaven. We live between heaven and hell like John Constantine. Doing crimes and confessing like a teenage drama queen. We was leaning, now we're falling down like Michael Douglas. I spin it fast, I gotta get it out. They might have plugged it and try to drug us. So I stay aware and watch out for the setup. Never scared to go head up. Got a plan to get my bread up, man.
Gotta keep my head up,
yeah,
even though I'm fed up.
Survival every day,
it's getting hard to eat,
right,
and all the trauma in the streets,
it's getting hot in every way.
Gotta keep my head up,
yeah,
even though I'm fed up.
Survival every day,
it's getting hard to eat,
right,
and all the trauma in the streets,
it's getting hot in every way.
You're listening to Pod Safe Music on Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Now it's time for our wrap-up. Let's give it everything we've got. Ready? Begin.
Artificial amateurs aren't it all amazing? Analytically, I assault, animate things. Broken barriers bounded by the bomb beat. Buildings are broken, basically I'm bombarding. Casually create catastrophes, casualties, canceling cats got the canopies collapsing. Detonate a dime a tank, daily doing dope. Demonstrations, Don Dada on the down low. Eating other editors with each and every energetic, epileptic episode, elevated etiquette. Furious, fat, fabulous, fantastic. Flurries of funk, felt feeding the fanatics. Gift got great, global goods gone glorious. Getting godly in this game with the glorious. Hit 'em high, hella hype, historic. Oh, hey, Holocaust hymns, hear 'em holler at your homeboy. Imitators idolize, I intimidate. In an instant, I'll rise in an irate state. Juiced on my jams like Jerry Curls, jocking joints. Justly, it's just me writing my journals. Kindly, I'm kindling all kinds of King Kong. Karate kick type Ritz in my kingdom. Let me live a long life lyrically. Lessons is learned, lame louses just lose to my leverage. My mind makes marvelous moves, massive. Marvel and move, mini mock what I'm mastered. Niggas nap knowing I'm nice naturally. Nap never lack, make noise nationally. Operation opposition off, not optional. Out of sight, out of mind, widening opticals. Perfected poems, powerful punchlines. Pummeling, petty powder puffs in my prime. White quaint clothes, keep quiet as quantum. Quarrelers ain't got a quarter of what we got. A really raw raps, rising up rapidly. Riding the rushing radio activity. Super scientific, sound search thought. Silencing super five saps that are soft. Tells 10 times, talented, too tough. Take that, challengers, get a tune up. Universal, unique, untouched, unadulterated, the raw, uncut, verb by smart, victorious, valid, violate vibes that are vain, make them vanish, while I'm all well, what a wise word, slip, just weaving up words, weed it up on my work shift, Xerox, my X-radiation grows, extra large, X-height letters, xylophone tones, yellow back, neck, mouth, young ones, y'all, yesterday's lawn yard, cell, I yawn, zigzag, zombie, zoom into the zenith, zero wins and thoughts, overzealous, rhyme, Z-Lot.
Good. Can you say it faster?
Music today from podshow.com on the music site and the Independent Online Distribution Alliance. Links to all of the artists we play here on the Audio Stash available right up on our website at normalaudiostash.com. Many thanks again to everyone who participated during the Relegalize campaign last week. And if you are panged with guilt right now, if you are waking up in the night going, I didn't donate during the Relegalize campaign, well, don't worry. Go on up to normal.org, make your donation, join Normal today. It's a gift you can give to the entire country, the gift of legally taxed and regulated marijuana. What better gift can there be this holiday season? Just head on up to normal.org. We'll be back at 4:20 tomorrow. Listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 tomorrow. Podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.